Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you know, Backyard and Beyond, people expect to hear about the backyard, and that's really what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And first, I want to have you kind of go back in time. And for those of you listening, I'm sure you weren't a part of this, but perhaps you heard stories about it or you've read in history books about victory gardens. They were also called war gardens or food gardens for defense, and they were vegetables, fruit, and herb gardens planted in at private homes and public parks and gardens all over the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Germany, and perhaps some other countries, both in World War I and World War II. So as we think about that history, I also here at the end going to project ahead to where we are now. But in the wartime, governments encouraged people to plant victory gardens not only to supplement their rations, but also to boost morale and feel like they were contributing to the whole effort. George Washington Carver, he's the peanut guy, remember him? George Washington Carver wrote an agricultural tract and promoted the idea of what he called the victory garden. So that's where the name came from. They were used along with rationing stamps and cards to reduce pressure on the public food supply. So besides indirectly aiding the war effort, we said these were considered to be morale boosters, and people could feel a little more in control because they were contributing their labor and their space and their time to produce homegrown food. So that made victory gardens part of the daily life on the home front. Were they successful? Yes. In 1944, an estimated 20 million victory gardens produced roughly 8 million tons of food, which was the equivalent of more than 40% of all the fresh fruits and vegetables consumed in the United States. So as we mentioned, gardens weren't just at homes, although those were really, really important, but they were also in many public places. A couple of examples that still exist to this day, the Fenway Victory Gardens in the Back Bay Fence of Boston, Massachusetts, and the Dowling Community Garden in Minneapolis, Minnesota, still are active as the last surviving public examples from World War II. Now, most of the plots in the Fenway Victory Gardens are featuring flowers, but the one in Minneapolis still retains its focus on vegetables. Well, another public place, remember, you might not know the date, but it was March 2009, First Lady Michelle Obama planted a 1,100-square-foot kitchen garden on the White House lawn, and lots of people sneered at that and just thought that was crazy, and that had not happened since. Actually, there was another one, and that was Eleanor Roosevelt. She planted a victory garden in the White House lawn, or she had somebody do that. She probably was not out there on her hands and knees. But she did that in 1943. And before that, actually not a garden, but Woodrow Wilson actually grazed sheep on the White House lawn in World War I to avoid mowing the lawn. So Eleanor Roosevelt's garden, again, was an example, as a political message, as a patriotic duty to garden. So this gardening in public places certainly is not new, and recently has been growing in towns and cities that have developed community gardens. And some of those have been very successful in bringing communities together and having people work together. So community gardens, although they are not called victory gardens, are really some victory in it themselves in terms of getting a community to work together. So what about now? Well, perhaps you've heard about Grow Another Row. That's a new project in Cass County, Grow Another Row in Cass County, encouraging folks who are already gardeners to just plant a little extra. Maybe it's a couple hills more of potatoes. Maybe it is a row or more of peppers, or right now, planting right now might be broccoli and onions. those would be good things to grow another row and things that would be useful for people to have. And it's also a time if somebody would like to start gardening, you know, they've not done that before and they're going, well, first of all, I don't have a garden space. Secondly, I don't know how to do it. Well, there's help for that too. In terms of garden space, you don't have to plow up the whole lawn in order to have a garden space. Maybe you have a fence in your yard and you could just pull back the grass next to that fence and plant some things right next to the fence. And right now would be a good time for your home use to plant radishes and lettuce. Those are easy things to grow. And you're saying, okay, I have to have the seeds. Well, the next time you shop for groceries, check out to see if there are any seeds available. Hopefully there will be some. Or maybe you just have a large flower pot on your patio. Well, that's a space that will grow quite a lot of food. And maybe you have a flower garden that just could include some vegetables along with the flowers. So lots of opportunities for the non-gardeners in the past to become gardeners. It's a great activity for kids. And you say, well, they don't eat such and such. Well, if they grow it, they probably will enjoy eating it. So lots of opportunities to get everybody involved and get people outdoors. You know, there's nobody says you shouldn't be outdoors. It's just stay away from other people. And there's lots of information. Mentioning information related to the Grow Another Row, Emily Paulson is taking the leadership on putting together a newsletter. And you can find that newsletter and sign up for that newsletter so you can get it on your email by going to the Extension website. And I'll mention this again, and we'll also post this on my program page. It's extension.iastate.edu/cas/content/grow-another-row-cas-county. Oh, that's a lot to remember. You know, I just put in extension.iastate.edu/cas, and it'll, at least so far in my searches, it pops up, and you'll probably even find either on the extension page or a separate listing for Grow Another Row. And, of course, Kate Olson, the director, has been putting that information on the extension page. And here's her description in case, just a little more description about Grow Another Row. She says, join farmers and gardeners across Cass County in growing food to share with others in 2020. As we face COVID-19, more people in Cass County are needing a little extra help keeping food on the table. You can help make sure everyone in Cass County has access to fresh local produce this summer by planting an extra row or three in your garden. And I mentioned Emily Paulson is doing the leadership on the newsletter. Well, you may recognize Emily's name as being one of the vendors at Produce in the Park, and certainly an experienced gardener for many, many years. Very practical and very knowledgeable. Now, some of you listening going, well, all you're telling me is how to get this information through email on my computer, and I don't do that. Well, I know that there's somebody at the Cass County Extension Office that would answer the phone if you want to give them a call. And that number, of course, 712-243-1132. You know, that's all of those first numbers that we talk about, 132, but it's 1132. And that will get you to the extension office, and they'll provide sources of information, they'll answer questions, or they will say, here's who you should talk to about that question. So there's lots of help available, lots of free bulletins, by the way. Now I'm going back to the Iowa State Extension Store, where you can download free information. Lots of information available, and that will be listed in the newsletter. So again, we want to really encourage grow another row if you are a gardener, or encourage you to get started if that's something you would like to do. And I must mention, in addition to growing then, when that is ready to be harvested, a part of this project is to set up distribution points, places where the growers can drop off their extra produce and where people can come and pick up that produce. So that's all in the works, and as the harvesting begins of those extra rows, we'll be giving you more of that information. So, until next time, here's a question. Is it possible that the war against COVID-19 will result in more home gardens?